I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Bernie Sanders returned to Vermont on Wednesday after a brutal day on the campaign trail earlier in the week. Sanders' decisive loss in the battleground state of California has sharpened calls for his concession to Hillary Clinton. But Sanders has vowed to fight on, for now at least, and many of his home state supporters stand behind his decision. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The white charter jet carrying Bernie Sanders touched down in Burlington at about 6:30 on Wednesday evening. The Democratic presidential candidate decided to bypass the throng of expectant media that had been waiting for hours at the airport for his return. Instead, his Secret Service motorcade delivered him directly to the crowd of about 150 supporters that had lined the Williston Road sidewalk about a quarter mile away from the tarmac.
Weather in California is a little bit different.
Sanders trails his rival in pledged delegates and in the popular vote, and calls for him to unite the party by acknowledging defeat have grown louder. But supporters like Shane Beam, a 29-year-old from Essex Junction, aren't ready for him to bow.
I'm still the thought process of Bernie or bust. Take it to the convention, see what happens.
Beam arrived at the sidewalk near the airport for an impromptu welcome home rally 2 hours before Sanders would arrive.
Got a Fuel to Burn 2016 shirt with his face right on it and a nice sign to hold up if he comes by.
Beam says he's, quote, all in on Bernie. And he says he doesn't see that changing, no matter what happens at the Democratic National Convention next month.
I don't know. Coming around on Hillary, that'd be tough. It'd be tough for me to go, you know, from all in on Bernie to supporting Hillary.
Charlotte Norris Brown made the short trip from her home in Burlington to witness the senator's homecoming. Since she's confident Clinton would take Vermont comfortably, Norris Brown says she's not sure how she'll vote in November if Clinton gets the nod. But if she lived in a swing state where the outcome was in doubt, she says the choice would be easy.
Yes, I would definitely vote for Hillary.
That doesn't mean Norris Brown is at all satisfied with the outcome of the Democratic primary or the environment it played out in.
To me, a win in California would have shown the world that, you know, the movement is stronger than the resistance. And I still think it is, but it's tougher now. And I just feel very sad. I feel sad. I've lost faith in our system.
While Sanders bypassed national and local media that had been expecting a press conference, his campaign manager, Jeff Weaver, fielded a few questions near the runway. Weaver said it always feels good to be back in Vermont, where Sanders launched his bid last May.
I mean, this has been a phenomenal campaign. I don't think anybody here would have believed we could have gotten where we got in this last year.
Weaver was asked whether Sanders still plans a contested convention in Philadelphia in July.
Well, I mean, technically it will be a contested convention because no one's going to arrive with the requisite number of pledged delegates to have the nomination sealed up.
In the meantime, Weaver says Sanders plans to campaign hard in Washington, D.C., which holds its primary next week. Sanders will meet with President Barack Obama on Wednesday, then hold a campaign rally in D.C. on Thursday. The scene that played out on Williston Road on Wednesday demonstrated Sanders' enduring appeal with the voters who remain unswayed by the seemingly impossible delegate math. Shane Beam, the Essex Junction resident who plans to vote Sanders in November no matter the outcome of the primary, says there is one thing that might compel him to consider Clinton.
Yeah, if Bernie got behind her, it would certainly help sway the chances that I get behind her.
Where Bernie goes, supporters have so far followed. And as the race hurtles toward the nominating convention, just about everybody will be watching to see where he takes them. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.